Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
What's good, family? Y'all already know, By Faith We Good. It's another episode of By Faith We Good. We are live tonight on Purpose Kingdom Network. We are excited to be here. We thank God for another beautiful, blessed day He allowed us to see. This is the seventh episode of By Faith We Good, where we walk by faith and not by sight. It is an hour of faith-building encouragement that will lift up the name of Jesus and draw God's children closer to Him. And we also give God honor, glory, and the praise, all of it, because this is the 182nd broadcast on Purpose Kingdom Network. So we give God praise tonight. I am excited to be back with you all. I am Minister Bernard Marrow from here in Philadelphia. We also have a guest on with me tonight, which is Brother Rob. We just thank him for being on. Brother Rob, you can go ahead and introduce yourself tonight as well.
All right, no problem. Thanks, Minister Bernard. Reminds us of our days with Roundtable Ministries. I'm Brother Robert Pop-Pop Hudson, and I'm just here to, you know, enjoy tonight's program. And like I said, as always, glad to work with you and glad to join you on this evening's broadcast.
Amen. Amen. We give God the glory, and I'm excited that you are on with me tonight. And we look forward to those who also may be on and get engaged in what God has given me to share with you all tonight. So let's go ahead and open up in prayer. We're going to get right into the word tonight. Father, we bless your holy name. We give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise. We thank you because there's nobody like you. We thank you because there's no greater love than yours. We thank you because you are strong and mighty, mighty in battle. You are the King of glory. You are our strong tower. You are our miracle worker. You are our way maker. We thank you, Lord, because you reign supreme. We thank you for always keeping us covered, always strengthening us. Lord, we just bless your name tonight and say, have your way, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, have your way. Father, we pray that you forgive all your children tonight, all of us, for anything we said, did, or thought about that was not pleasing or pleasant in your sight. And Lord, we just say, have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen. So tonight's topic is going to be, is getting established by faith. We've been talking about a number of, the Lord has been using me for the past few months speaking on faith. We've been talking about faith works. We've been talking about faith, by faith we good, and what the meaning of by faith we good is. We know that because we belong to the Most High God, because we are children of God, and because we are believers, we should operate by faith at all times. Even those who are new to the kingdom, they too will be able to have opportunities to learn and grow in faith so that you can live in the way that God created you to live and do all that He created you to do and receive all that He has in store for you to receive in Jesus' name. So tonight we're talking about getting established by faith. And we're going to start in the beginning, how to get established by faith. And being established by faith, our life is to be lived in Christ. The blood of the Lamb, which is Jesus Christ, it establishes who we belong to. The blood of the Lamb marks us as God's chosen and sets us apart as God's children. The blood of the Lamb, the blood of Jesus Christ, Jesus died on the cross for us so that we can have life and life more abundantly. He died for our sins, and John 3:16-17. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For he sent him not to condemn the world, but so that the world can be saved through him. Also in John 10:10, it says, Jesus said, I come that you might have life and life more abundantly. God created us intentionally and on purpose to serve a purpose. We are citizens and members of God's household. We are no longer citizens of this world. We belong to God when we accept Jesus Christ into our life, into our hearts, when we accept him as our personal Savior. Since we are citizens after accepting Christ, we are citizens of heaven working as ambassadors here on earth, and we need to focus more on God and less on the world. But to do so, we need to make sure that we really believe in who God is and all that he has done and how he wants to use us and how he is leading us. I'll say this very quickly, Romans chapter 10, verse 9 to 13, it says that if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. And verse 13 says, for whosoever shall calleth upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It does not matter what your past is. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter the mistakes you've made. It doesn't matter where you are at today. When you call on the name of Jesus by faith and believing in who he is, believing in what he's done for you, believing in what he's able to do for you, he'll show up for you, and he'll make all things new and lead you in the right direction. So this is the very beginning of getting established by faith, is accepting Jesus Christ into your life and allowing him, seeking him, having the desire for him to be the head of your life and to accept his will over yours so that he can lead you in the right direction and have his way in your life, because God's way is the best way, because he has a greater plan in store for you. And most importantly, we get to get accepted into his kingdom when we live our best life for Christ, when we live according to his word by faith, believing in his word, and not just hearing his word and believing in his word, but actually being a doer of his word. We apply his word to our life and how we handle situations, how we treat people, so that we live our best life for Christ, so that we can be accepted into heaven, into the kingdom of God, so that we can hear, one day, well done, my good and faithful servant, you may enter. So I want to open up the floor. We got Brother Rob on here tonight, and I just want to open up the floor for him to engage in, and we're going to have fun tonight. We're going to glorify God and just encourage and inspire you all about getting established by faith.
Amen. Yes, amen. Minister Bernard, wow. That was a very powerful statement that you had made. And, you know, a lot of things that we don't understand, we don't have a lot of faith, you know, and faith is basically the basic of everything, you know, especially what we believe in. And, you know, a lot of times we don't believe that we do have the faith in us to uplift ourselves and actually have that confidence. And, you know, and that confidence, and when we, you know, as we start praying, you know, and we get an understanding, you know, we actually, you know, the transformations that we go through, sometimes we don't even notice. Sometimes they're so subtle. But this is by basically having the faith and, you know, all glory to God, you know, that, you know, we come through our trials and tribulations. Sometimes we think something may tragic may happen to us, and we think, oh, why did this happen? And sometimes it's just the beginning of just the transformation that has to be that dramatic that he has to change your life where you feel as though that you're going through a tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we just have to have faith. We have to keep the faith and keep going on, you know, no matter what goes on around us. Like you said, we have to separate ourselves from what goes on in the world and remain, and, you know, and maintain our spiritual faith. And that's what counts.
Amen. Amen. That's so true. And that's so true. We are citizens of the kingdom of God. We are set apart from the world because we belong to the Most High God. So we don't have to adapt to the world system and how things are carried out in this world. We focus on God and His Word and not on the world. When I say not on the world, it does not mean that we don't be there for people. It does not mean we don't show love and sow in love. It does not mean that we do not be an example so that Christ will be reflected in everything that we do, because we are called and commissioned to lift up the name of Jesus so that others are drawn closer to Him. It says in the Word in the book of Matthew that go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. So that's our responsibility. We ought to be responsible and accountable for fulfilling that assignment so that God will be glorified, so that the world know, people in the world know that Jesus is so real and so alive, that He lives, that He saves, that He delivers, that He heals, that He provides, that He protects, that He restores, that He does everything that we need Him to be. And when we learn God's word, we renew our minds to the things above. We renew our minds to who we are in Him. We renew our minds to who He is and all that He has in store for us and why He created us and why He loves us so much. And then we begin, our faith begins to build. We begin to have faith, we begin to believe, and we begin to walk in who we are in Christ, not being ashamed, not being frustrated or dealing with stress or depression or anxiety. We know we have situations that come our way in the world, but because we're in the world does not mean we're of the world. We are different. We are different. We belong to the Most High God, and there's nothing that's impossible for Him. There's nothing too hard for Him. He always, always show up for us and provide and work everything out and fight every battle. And He's so faithful, and we can always depend on Him. So that's first. You know, first we have to establish our relationship with Jesus Christ. We accept Him into our heart, accept Him into our life. We believe that He loved us so much that He died for our sins so that we wouldn't have to suffer the penalty of sin. He set us free. The word of the Lord says, who the Son sets free is truly free indeed. You are free, free to be who God created you to be, free to go where He said you can go, free to do what He says you can do, to fulfill the purpose He's assigned to you. Be that business owner. Write that book. Enroll in that school. Write those songs. Whatever God has assigned to you, to your life, to fulfill your purpose that He has assigned to you in this earth, to add value to the world, to inspire and impact others, to give Him all the glory, to lift His name up so others are drawn closer to Him, we got to be confident and press forward by faith, knowing that God has everything else covered. Our next scripture is 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21 and 22. And this is the New Living Translation I'm going to read. It is God who enables us, along with you, to stand firm for Christ. He has commissioned us, and He has identified us as His own by placing the Holy Spirit in our hearts as the first installment that guarantees everything He has promised us. And in this chapter in 2 Corinthians, Paul outlines four aspects of God's work in believers through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit establishes us and helps us to persevere and to press forward by faith. The Holy Spirit anoints us with power to witness, to be able to tell others about Jesus Christ, who He is, what He's done, and all that he can and will do. 3, the Holy Spirit is the official seal of God's ownership. Amen. We belong to God, and that's a good thing. We belong to the Most High God. That means we don't have to worry. We don't have to handle things on our own, but we can be free. We can press forward in confidence by faith, walking by faith and not by sight, because we know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to his power that worketh within us. And 4, the Holy Spirit is an indwelling, is dwelling in us. Excuse me, he's dwelling in us, and he guarantees everything God has promised. So again, God calls us to be in a personal relationship with him through Jesus Christ. So as the Lord has given us this word, Brother Rob, that, you know, we thank God for the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit intercedes for us, teaches us all things. It says in the book of John, I believe in chapter 16, that the Holy Spirit, Jesus left us the Holy Spirit as a comforter to teach us all things and bring all things back to our remembrance and to show us things to come. So because we have the gift of the Holy Spirit, to rely on him to intercede for us, to lead us, to guide us, to protect us, and to even handle everything for us, that we to guide us along the way, so that as we press forward, the Holy Spirit makes things easy, you know?
Amen.
Yeah. The Holy Spirit, you know, having the Holy Spirit will definitely build our faith as well, you know, because the more we get into God's word, the more we learn his word and we understand his word and we apply his word, the more we grow in faith, the more we can hear what God is saying, the more we can see what he's revealing, and the more we'll be confident to press forward in who we are. More and more, getting established by faith. How you feeling, Brother Rob?
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. I agree with every word you said, you know. Just opening up that beginning relationship, you know, with God, you know, fame, with, you know, with your tongue, you know, it's such a, you know, for so many people, it's such a big step, you know, to when you're endeavoring in a new beginning, you know, you're going to have that fear. And one thing, you know, when you have faith, and as you start going on through your walk, you know, when you start building that faith, you start noticing a lot of fears that you had, they start disappearing out of your life. Because God didn't intend for us to be fearful or anything. You know, he didn't intend for us to be a lot of things that, you know, we are and we have place in our life. But once mm-hmm. we get back to where we belong spiritually, naturally restore their balance and where we should be and how should we, you know, reflect on how we're living. And that's one of the better things about when you step into spirituality and you open up with the first step, you know, and like I said, so many things that shouldn't be in your life will start to disappear. And, you know, you'll make a notice. It'll be subtle changes. It'll be subtle things. But just the whole dynamic of your life basically changes from there on.
Yeah. And that's so important. When we accept Christ in our life and when we receive the Holy Spirit, our life begins to change. There's no way that we can accept Christ and not change. There should be a change that takes place in our life. When we accept Jesus into our heart, he equips us with everything needed and necessary to please him. Once God's word, the truth, is established in our lives, we can live according to his word by faith, being who God created us to be, doing the greater works God created us to do, fulfilling the purpose he assigned to us, being an example and receiving by faith all that God has in store for us. Having a kingdom mindset embedded in us, we can now look to the word with excitement and enthusiasm. And we can also look to the world with excitement and enthusiasm, knowing that God has given us the power by faith to change the world. So we got to get established by faith
so that we can walk in who we are in Christ and live in the way that he's created us to do and not have to worry and not have to deal with situations on our own, living our best life for Christ, knowing that it's the best life that we can live because Jesus is the best thing that can ever happen, that has ever happened to us. And for those of you who may not know him, you too, when you try him for yourself, will know that he's the best thing that can ever happen to you, that falling in love with Jesus is the best decision you can ever make in your life. So we also have Elder Charles Lee on with us tonight, and we thank God for him. And tonight, Elder, we're talking about getting established by faith. We're starting with the very beginning, accepting Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And after accepting Christ, getting to know him for ourselves, and as we get to know him and then we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit and then we learn who the Holy Spirit is and what he does and how he assists us and leads us and intercedes for us and guides us and teaches us, and then we are still growing in faith and being able to be exactly who God created us to be in the world. So I want to open up the floor to you as well. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise him.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
So I was listening to the show tonight about faith, and you know we all know where it says, you know, the teaching fundamentals, and these Christians are told that without faith it is impossible to please them. You know. So
yeah.
That's like the cornerstone. Cornerstone of our faith. We have to be able to have faith in anything we do, because God don't look down on anything you do unless you have faith and you're doing it from your heart and you're doing it because you love him.
Oh yeah.
Amen.
Yes sir. Amen.
But
and that's so true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And yes, people sir. You know, people ask us about real faith. You know, over the years, I know the years that I've been on this earth, everybody tries to attack, you know, the word faith, you know, but see, people have faith in their job, that when they go down there, that if they work 8 hours, they're going to get paid, right? And
yeah.
They go out and put their key in their car. When they crank their car, they have faith that it's going to start. So, you know, if we have faith in all those things, we should have that faith in the person that has given us the energy and the life and the breath to do all other things we have faith in, because that's where it starts. The breath in the morning, the breath of life, you know, you have faith that he's going to wake you up the next morning, because when he do, that means that he has something for you to do. You haven't finished what he has for you to do. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we thank God for his word, because, like you say, Hebrews 11:6, for without faith it is impossible to please God. And those that come to him must believe that he is, that he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. We got to believe that God is who he say he is, and know that to do what he says, he can do what his word says he can do. Because if you don't got faith, you know, it says without faith it's impossible to please God. That means you got to have faith, God's attention. Because if you don't have faith, more than likely you're not going to get his attention. We got to have faith. We have to be in faith and develop faith so that all
things
will work for our good. The formula for faith, right? I mean, the formula for the manifestation of God's word is faith. We by faith, right? We get into God's word. We learn his word. And by us learning his word, we learn who God is. We learn who we are in him. And we learn about all that he did for us and the ways he made and the ways he still is going to make. And by learning God's word, we apply God's word to every situation. We apply God's word to our lives, getting that understanding of his word, getting a revelation of his word. We apply it to our life so that when we apply God's word to our life and we press forward by faith, believing in his word, God's word begins to manifest. Because when we declare it by faith and we believe it and we apply it and we stand firm on his word begins to manifest and you begin to
That's
see
right.
the result. The fruit that his word produces. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. So when you declare that by faith, nothing will be able to come against you and prosper. When you decree and declare that by his stripes you are healed, your healing will begin to manifest. by faith. When you believe it, you shall receive it. Because the word of the Lord says, no good thing will he withhold from us. And all of God's promises in him are yea and amen, are yes and amen. So when we got faith, we can walk by faith and not by sight. We can walk no matter what, you know, is going on around us looks like. We walk by faith because God's word is true, because he is real. He's alive. And we can expect his word to be fulfilled in our life. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And, yeah, I just wanted to throw something else in there, Minister Bernard. Hebrews 11:1, where it says, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not yet seen. See, that's where a lot of people, that's why, like, they put that parentheses around yet. Not saying that it's not going to happen, but it says not yet seen. So that's why we got to have that diligence and that faith to know that God's word is going to come to pass and ain't nothing going to come back void. You know, so a lot of people got to really understand. And it's another one I want to throw at you real quick here. Proverbs 3:5-7, where it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not into who? Your own understanding. See, we get so big, you know, big-headed in our jobs and, you know, the salaries that we make in. Because, you know, when we were down and out and didn't have a job or we had a little mediocre job, you know, we was hallelujah and thank God. But as soon as we start getting these $100,000 salaries and these big cars, we start to pare away from our faith and what God is where we at. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it says lean not to your own understanding. So I don't care what you acquire down here. It'll never be able to match what God's going to give you in heaven. Never.
Amen. And that's so true. We got to depend on God at all times. We can't.
That's right.
We don't, because of who God is, we don't have to figure situations out. We don't have to frustrate ourselves with situations that come our way. We don't have to stress. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Let the Lord lead you. Have faith and believe that God is able to do exactly what he said he will do. Having faith is being fully assured. Having faith is being fully assured that God is who he say he is, that he's Jehovah Jireh, our provider, that he's Jehovah Rapha, our healer, that he's Jehovah Nisi, he's our banner, he's Jehovah Shalom, he's our God of peace, he's our strong tower, he's our protection, he's everything. He's the God of a breakthrough, he's the God of the universe, he's everything. He's Elohim, he's God all-powerful, he's Yahweh. He's God who remembers. He is God. He sits high and he looks low and he reigns supreme. And because he is the greatest power, we shall never be defeated. So we walk by faith and not by sight. So that's why we get established by faith. We get established by getting God's word in us. That's how we get established. We get established by getting God's word in us. Because the more we get his word established in us, the more we grow. Why am I saying that, and why is it true? Because Romans 10:17, and as I say this, I want Brother Rob and Elder Lee to come back in, because Romans 10:17, it says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Having faith is getting God's word established in us and putting God's word into practice. Keeping God's word before our eyes, being mindful of what we say. Establishing God's word in us will establish faith. One of the things that the Lord revealed to me was, even in Matthew, I believe chapter 17, where it says, all you need is faith is the size of a mustard seed.
Mustard seed.
And can speak to that mountain and say, go into the sea, and that mountain will get up and move and go into the sea. So even if you ever seen a mustard seed, it's very small, small dot, small yellow dot.
That's right.
Now here's the thing. It didn't say that your faith won't work if you didn't have, if you have faith as the size of a mustard seed. If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, it's going to work. But here's what the Lord showed me as well. When you plant mustard seed, what happens? It grows into a huge tree, right? Huge, tall tree. So that means our faith should grow. So we take that mustard seed faith, we plant it in the Word of God, we labor in the Word of God. That means we stay in God's Word, and we meditate on His Word, and we get the understanding and the revelation of His Word, and we continually apply God's Word to our life and every situation. And the more we read His Word, the more we feed on His Word, the more we meditate on His Word, the stronger our faith will be, the more our faith will grow, the more confident we'll be, so that when we declare who God is, when we declare His Word, when we go to God in prayer, when we make our request known, it'll happen for us just like that, because our faith is strong, because we should be walking by faith and not by sight.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, Brother Rob, I'm giving you the opening.
Yeah, you know, what you were just saying, it kind of reminded me of something, you know, that was said to me before in the past. And, you know, and it was, you know, I was very young, but you know how when you're young, sometimes it takes a while. If something resonates in your mind, but it takes a while for you to comprehend. And one of the things that someone told me was that, and I didn't quite get it or didn't grasp what was being said to me, but what was said to me was life is eternal and there's no getting out of life alive. And this is why, you know, and so while you've established that fact, or that fact is established, what are you going to do about it? And, you know, it took a while, but, you know, now as I remember and reflect on when that was told to me, and I forget the situation, the exact situation, but now I understand that, you know, Christ, you know, you can be granted, you know, the eternal life. But, you know, while you're on earth and you're bounded by earth, and if you remain earthbound, you know, then, you know, you're destined to be hellbound for your ultimate journey. So while you're here, and even though life is eternal and then we eventually all die, you know, why not die in a way that is pleasing to, you know, the Heavenly Father, and that is accept Jesus Christ, because he did send him to die for our sins. And, ultimately, you know, we do want to be responsible for ourselves, but in the same sense, when someone has done something for you, you want to show that gratitude. You want to show that the ultimate sacrifice was actually for you, even before you were born. So why not, you know, complete the task of the sacrifice that was done for you, and, you know, and basically by saving your soul.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. And
amen.
I just wanted to comment, Minister Bernard, on what you were saying, that we walk by faith and not by sight. Hebrews 11:1 I just read toward the end, it touched on it a little bit, and it said the evidence of things not yet seen. So see, you know, we still have to have faith when we're going through. You know, because a lot of people get to that point to where they're going through something and they throw their hands up. But a lot of times if you pray your way through and fast your way through a situation, sometimes, and the majority of the time, God are going in and bring you through that situation before you even, you know, halfway through your trials and tribulations. You know, because he don't have no particular time when he's going to bring you through. You know, but if we just keep and hold on to faith, a lot of times you don't even know when it happens. You know, because we so bound up and, you know, worrying about what's going on to us and not just leaning, you know, and it says, again, not leaning to our own understanding, because we have so many people tell you that I went through that before, and, you know, what God has for me is for me, you know, and what he has for you is for you. We're going to go through this thing different. And the thing is, we can have the same situation, but to God, it's the way that we come out at the end. You know, I don't care how you go through it, because we're going to have people moan and we're going to have people that can sit up and keep quiet. But if you can sit there and just be persistent and consistent through the whole trial and tribulation, you'll look up, and before you know it, it'll be over. And now that trial will turn into a testimony.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, we went through so many things. And I know as young men, and I'm saying that a little loosely, Rob,
as young men, because we talking to a young man, but as young men, we went through so many things, and as you go through, it's apparently to, you know, to your advantage to learn from them, so you won't have to go through them again. Some people repeat the same situation over and over because they haven't learned. You know, even when you're going through, you have to be aware of what's going on around you. So when that same situation come back at you again, it don't affect you. Because, see, now God has moved me up to a higher level. You know, I don't need to go through that again, because when the devil throw that back at me, I'm going to say, you know, that's all you got.
Right.
You know, can you give me something else? Because I can't even really deal with this. It's out of my league. So,
yeah.
You know, and then the devil know exactly how to, you know, how to deal with you, because he sits down and study us all the time. You know, and
mm-hmm.
we need to know our adversary, too. You know, a lot of people don't know our adversary and how he comes. He comes in all different ways. You know, he can come sometime, you know, with a way of your best friend. You know, all of a sudden he just snaps on you one day, Bernard. You know, you're like, where'd that come from? But we have to sit back and look and say, you know, that's not him.
Because
how they say he gets to the people that's closest to you. Loved ones, you know, wives, husbands. You know, and a lot of times, you know, we all get, life weary, where we go through so many things that we leave that back door open.
Mm.
And see, when we leave that back door open, he's just walking, he ain't gonna make no noise. He ain't gonna break nothing. You know, he's not gonna announce himself. So, you know, we have to be on our guard. Because, you know, we're talking about standing in the gap. I had a show on that, and I ministered on that a long time ago, about men standing in the gap. You wonder why things are able to come at your family, you know, and it's not only because of your faith, it's because of your placement. You know, we want to be at a basketball game, or we want to be watching a football game, or we're going to one, or we somewhere where we ain't got no business being, and we leave that back door open, so you're supposed to be standing in the gap as intercessor. So that's why our families get attacked. Got to have that faith. And see, with faith, we're going to know where we belong at. We're not going to be misplaced.
Mm.
Amen.
Oh, that's right.
Amen.
Amen. We got to have faith. It's mandatory. We got to have faith. What the Lord always, when the Lord gave me by faith be good, and it hit me right away. Everything by faith. Everything has to be by faith. We receive by faith. We get healed by faith. We get delivered by faith. Restoration takes place by faith. We overcome by faith. We walk in who we are in Christ by faith. Everything, we're protected by faith. Lord,
that's right.
Word, faith. Everything has to happen by faith. It's mandatory. As you've heard tonight, family, it says in Hebrews 11:6, for without faith, it's impossible to please God. So we got to have faith. It's mandatory. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we got to get in God's word so that we can start to get established by faith, establishing God's word in us. One of the other ways that we get established by faith is when we learn how to endure. And you just touched on that, Elderly. When we learn how to endure, the more established by faith we get, the more confident we'll be, and the more victorious we'll be. Getting established by faith is when we learn how to endure. When situations come our way, when we don't buckle, when we don't fold, when we don't fuck, but we keep going, we keep pressing, keep praising, and keep praying, keep pressing towards God, keep praising His holy name, and keep praying until things change. When we get established, we begin to grow more. And when situations come our way, we begin to learn how to better handle situations that come our way. And as you said, growing in faith is also always being in prayer, always seeking God.
Amen.
Seek more than anything else. Because when we seek God, we receive wisdom, we receive direction, we receive confirmation, and we continue to grow. And then everything, when our faith is established, everything else will be established. Everything else will be established. The way we live, how we treat people, all that God has in store, the career, the schools, alone, just being in right standing with God, just having strong faith that all things are possible with God, having strong faith
concerning who God is and everything that he has made available to us. Having
Amen.
Strong faith that we're going to get to where he is. Having strong
Amen.
Faith that we are the head and not the tail. That we are above only and not beneath. That we are a lender and not a borrower.
Mm-hmm.
That we are more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ who loves us. That we can do all things through Christ which strengthens us. That we are a chosen generation. That we are a royal priesthood. We are peculiar people. We are fearfully
right. apart.
He's perfecting that which concerneth us. God has given us so much through, just through his word alone. And we get established by faith when we establish his word in us. And our lifestyle will change. The way we speak will change. The way we respond to situations and to people will change. And the more we'll be slow to anger, you know, the more we'll be gentle, the more we'll show love, the more we'll be helpful, we'll help others, we'll be a blessing to others, the more we'll be for one another and not against one another, the more we'll pray for one another and not pray on one another, the more
mm-hmm.
God's love and his presence will be felt everywhere we go and in all that we do.
Amen.
Because it's not
Amen.
About of Jesus, his will, his way, his plan, his purpose, his desire, seeking what he want more than what we want. His word says in Matthew 6 and 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto us. We got to get established, and we first of all, we got to get, all right, so let's go back in order, right? We get established. We start the process of getting established when we accept Christ into our life. And then after we accept Christ into our lives, and then we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, and we start learning God's word, and when we start getting God's word established in us, then we begin to get established. And then our faith begins to grow. And then we begin to learn, and we begin to grow more and more and more and more. Growing in God's word, growing in who Christ is, growing in who we are in him. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
You know something to Minister Bernard, the lack of faith today, let me read this to you real quick. It says, believe it or not, the lack of faith in our modern world was prophesied nearly 2,000 years ago, and that was by the Apostle Paul. He was inspired to predict scoffers and will come in the last days walking according to their own lust and saying, where is the promise of his coming? 2 Peter 3 and 4, Peter stated that people will deliberately ignore such things as prophecy and the facts of the recorded history. The Apostle Paul predicted that people would be deceived and depart from the faith. 1 Timothy 4 and 1, deny and discard the faith. 1 Timothy 5 and 8, and that the faith of some would be so overthrown by misleading ideas and arguments of false teachers. Paul indicated these activities which flourished in the first century would also prevail in the last days. But how did Paul know this would happen? How could God inspire such accurate prophecies? And the Bible reveals the tendencies to doubt and to proclaim of human nature. God knew, he knew what he made. You know, I can't put that in no plain. He knew what he made. So that's why, you know, Jesus had to go to the cross. We had to get the Holy Ghost because he knew throughout our years and the centuries that go down, we're going to mess up. You know, it's no plain in that. God always made provision. Like, you know, they say God's grace and mercy. That's his grace and mercy where he always provides us a way out. So, you know, when you see Christians down and out for 4, 5, and 10 years, that's because that's depression. They just don't believe. Like you said, Bernard, they don't have the faith. If you had a faith and you had a word in you and you study the word, God will tell you that you coming out of this victorious. So why is your head down? And, you know, and when I was a little boy in church, they would always tell me about how the devil was defeated. And, you know, he's like a roaring lion without no teeth and no claws. So how can he hurt you? So, see, as a little kid, that's how they let us know that, you know, step on his head because you got this. You already had a victory. So why are you fighting?
Yeah, and also
it's already in your hands.
Yeah, and also we are responsible and accountable for each other.
So, amen. You know, even see those who are depressed or frustrated or going through, if we're walking by faith and not by sight and we're living according to God's word, we got to look out for other people. We got to encourage them. We got to inspire them. We got to show them love and motivate them to say, listen, you got this. You're going to overcome this. You're going to break out of this. God has brought
That's
you
right.
too far. And he's always made a way for you. And if he did it
Amen.
Before, he'll do it again. We always, not only do we need to get established by faith in God's word and who we are in him and all that God, you know, doing and living in the way that God created us to and doing the things that he's called us to do, but also being there for each other so that those around us can grow in faith as well. Amen?
Amen. Amen. I like that song too, Minister Bernard. The man said, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody.
Yeah.
That's what we're here for. We're here to let them know. Like the Bible said, give them the good news. You know?
Yeah.
You serving a risen Savior. He ain't dead. That's why I tell people with them crosses with Christ on it, I say, you just waste your money. He ain't on the cross no more.
Amen.
Amen.
He's alive.
Amen.
I want to open up this time. We want to extend an invitation to someone who may be listening tonight, and there may be something that God has given us to say that may have touched your heart, encouraged you, inspired you. It may have been confirmation for you. I just want to encourage you to let you know that, once again, John 3:16-17 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For he sent his Son not to condemn the world, but so that the world can be saved through him. It says in John 20:31 that these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ and the Son of God, and believing that ye might have life through his name. I just want to encourage you and let you know that he loves you with an everlasting love, that God is waiting for you with open and loving arms. And I'm a witness that falling in love with Jesus is the best decision I've made in my life. And in spite of the challenges and the obstacles that come my way, God has always showed up for me. And if he's doing it for me, he'll do it for you. And I believe if you accept Jesus Christ in your life, you too will be a witness that falling in love with Jesus is the best decision you've ever made in your life. And I believe that with God, you'll never be disappointed. God will always work everything out for your good. You can cast your cares on him because he cares for you. So if you want to accept the Savior Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I want you to repeat after me. Just say, Father, forgive me. For I have sinned and fallen short of your glory. Jesus, save me. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Stay in my life. In Jesus' name, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Holy Spirit, come into my life. Stay in my life and have your way. In Jesus' name. Amen. Family, if you repeated that prayer after me, you just got saved. And that's all it takes. If you believe it, you just got saved. And I believe this is the first day of the best days of the rest of your life. And once again, the word of the Lord says, for all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord, who are called according to his purpose. With God, you'll never be disappointed because he'll work everything out for your good. God will lead, guide, direct, and protect you. He loves you, and so do I. And if you accepted him as your personal Savior tonight, I want you to get to a Bible-believing teaching church that's going to teach you the Word of God and help you grow spiritually and be there for you and help you grow into who God created you to be so that you, too, can walk by faith and not by sight. God bless you. I love you. We're going to open up this time for announcements.
Okay, and real quickly while I'm on the line, I'll just go ahead and do the announcements. This is a part of the Purpose Camp Network, and we'd like to thank everybody for joining us for tonight's broadcast. No matter where you're listening in the world, whether you're listening online or on your phone, we thank you and appreciate your listenership and your support with us here at Purpose Camp Network. you want to correspond with us here at Purpose Kingdom Network, you can correspond with us here at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com, where you can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or send a prayer request. We gladly honor that. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom. You can do likewise. Also, we invite you to join us for our morning inspirational prayer on Anchor.com. Please go to Anchor.com, or you can download the app on your phone where you can go ahead and listen to our morning inspiration on Anchor.com. We thank you so much for those that participate in listening to our morning walk, and please continue to do so. And with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening. You'll hear Elder Charles Lee along with his wife, Reverend Maureen Lee, on the Turning Point, and that's going to be at the 8 p.m. hour tomorrow evening. And once again, with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us at the 8 p.m. hour tomorrow evening for the Turning Point with Elder Charles Lee and Reverend Maureen Lee. And, you know, we thank you for supporting them and tomorrow evening's broadcast in advance. We thank you so much. Online, if you want to call into the show, the phone number to call in is 319-527-6091. You can simply hit 1, and we'll let you in on the conversation. And with that being said, that's going to be our announcements for this evening, and we're just going to resume the rest of tonight's program.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah,
thank you.
Announcement. Mr. Bernard, I just want to add on a little bit to what Brother Rob was just saying about us coming on tomorrow night, the Turning Point. I just want to let the listeners know we'll be coming live from the ATL down in Atlanta.
Amen.
So, you know, I would hope they listen in, because I would, you know, let some of the Atlanta people know that we're here, and the show will be coming from Atlanta tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
God is good. So we're going to move forward, and we're going to continue our conversation with getting established. I'm also going to do a part two of getting established by faith. So God has blessed me to be the Purpose Kingdom Network for every third and fifth Friday of every month. So next month on the third Friday, I believe April the 19th, we're going to be talking about getting established by faith. So we just thank God for who he is, and we give God all the honor, the glory, and the praise. I want to look at Jeremiah 17:7. And it says, and this is the New Living Translation, it says, but blessed are those who trust in the Lord and have made the Lord their hope and confidence. So God wants us to develop deep-rooted trust and confidence in him, not just so we can survive our own circumstances, but also so those around us are blessed and be able to experience the goodness of the Lord. As our trust remains in the Father, our feet will be firmly planted, and we'll see the God of wonders do amazing things in days to come. God wants to establish and prepare us and push us into the future of greater. We got to be rooted and grounded in who God is and in his word. And that's the process of getting established by faith. When we are grounded and rooted in who God is and in his word, our faith is strong, and we become steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Even in the book of Psalms, where it says, being planted like a tree planted by the rivers of water. And when I think of that verse in the book of Psalms, and you think about a tree being planted by the rivers of water, first of all, the tree is planted, right? And when a tree is planted, a tree has roots that go deep, 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 deep down into the ground. And the roots are so deep that if somebody wanted to remove that tree, they would have to do so much digging just to try to get that tree pulled up. But it will be hard to move that tree because that tree is so rooted in the ground, so deep into the ground, impossible to get that tree up, right? And not only is the tree rooted in the ground, it's planted by the rivers of water, meaning it always has the nourishment it needs to be sustained. planted by the rivers of water, it will always have the water, the supply, the resource that it needs to sustain what the tree is, right? So the same way with us, getting established by faith, when we are grounded and rooted in God's word, deeply rooted in God's word, we are connected to the source, always having the nourishment, which is God's word, that we need to be sustained, to stand firm, to press forward by faith, being rooted and grounded in God's word, being unmovable, unstoppable, unshakable, unbreakable, pressing forward by faith and not by sight. Our responsibility to get established by faith. The word of the Lord says in James chapter 2 that for faith without works is dead. So we got to put works with our faith. It's one thing to say, Lord, I believe you for a job, and you put works with your faith, and you apply for that job. Or, Lord, I believe that I can get accepted into that school, and you put works with your faith, and you apply for that school, believing that you're going to get enrolled in that school. But also, when we put works with our faith, we got to labor in God's word. We believe God's word, but we got to put works with our faith, and we got to labor in God's word. We got to continually familiarize ourselves with who God is and what he's done for us and all that he's able to do. We got to stay in God's word because that is our nutrition. That is our spiritual food, and we got to continue to feed on it and feed on it so that we can continue to grow and grow and get stronger and stronger in faith, stronger in who God created us to be, stronger in the way that he created us to operate. And just like the song says, when you have strong faith, you'll always have a strong finish. God is great and greatly to be praised. And we thank God that he's given us this opportunity to encourage you all tonight to know that by faith, we good, for we walk by faith and not by sight. It doesn't matter how your situation look, family. I'm going to encourage you to know that God, I want you to know that God is with you and he has you covered. Press forward by faith. Know that everything is working out for your good. You don't have to be frustrated. You don't have to be stressed out. You don't have to worry. You don't have to let anxiety consume you. You don't have to drown in your feelings or your emotions. But all you got to do is trust in the Lord with your whole heart and lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your path. Let God be God in your life. Let him fight your battles. Let him supply your every need. Let God work it out for you. Cast all your cares on him because he cares for you. I want to thank Brother Rob and Elder Charles Lee for joining tonight. And we decree and declare in Jesus' name, it is so. And I just want to thank y'all for joining. We used to be together on roundtable discussion on Purpose Kingdom Network before, and God has blessed us to be back on together tonight just to encourage and inspire you all. Family, continue to push forward. I love y'all. I love you with the love of the Lord. God bless you, for we walk by faith and not by sight. By faith we good. I'll see y'all next month. I'm out.
Jesus bless.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.
Yeah.